Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we're back at it. Fame Bird Podcast.
Progress you did. Now they say the truth is a hard pill to swallow. We say hold your nose and tilt your head back, family. Now, man, welcome y'all to it, man. How's everybody doing out there, man? How y'all, everybody feeling all right? You know, how's everybody week, man? There's a lot been going on, man. A lot been going on since we last got to convene. So, we'll touch bases on a few things. You know, y'all got to bear with me because y'all know I be. Anytime y'all hear from our listening audience, y'all have to understand, too, one thing about the boy, man. If y'all ever hear me taking breaks in between thoughts, it's not necessarily a break of me getting hung up on words. You know what I mean? I'm usually indulging, if you will. As I am now, so salute to, you know what I mean, the good folks over there and them the good people around here. Once we get them ad dollars right, I would be glad to shout y'all brands out, man. But you know, right now, ain't about that, you know, just say like you was an appointment to the Money Clothing or Mega Brothers Clothing or, you know what I mean, some of that heat like that. You know, then that's a different thing. And man, you got Belle Couture, you know what I mean, for the ladies out there. Look, man, it's so much, so many fire black-owned companies out there. I don't want to speak, because that'll get into some shit, because we need to get into a conversation we got to have tonight, fam. But, did y'all watch the Grammys, man? Nobody really watches the Grammys. I think they had a low, it was a record lowest for us, you know, ratings. They was good on Views, I think. But it was rated real low. You know, a lot of people didn't like it, but you know, overall, I thought it was still an okay process for what it was, for what it always is. I get where Alicia Keys, who was the host this year, I get what she was trying to take. You know, she was trying to make it all about unity and inclusiveness, and you know, especially. I guess you can say it's really uplifting the women in music this year. You know, it did a lot of that. You know, let's see if we can find some of the Grammy recaps. For any of y'all that didn't catch it, you know what I mean? We can let y'all know some of the big winners for the night. You know what I mean? I didn't, you know. So, you got album of the year. Hold on. Let's pull it up this way. I didn't really get to see a lot of the performances. I saw part of Cardi's performance. I didn't see the show live at all, of course, because who really watches anything when it comes on, right? We kind of scream everything and, you know, catch it at a later time. But, okay. For record of the year, nominated was I Like It by Cardi B and Bad Bunny them, right? The Joke by Brandi Carlile, God's Plan by Drake, Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, All the Stars by Kendrick and SZA, Rockstar by Post Malone and 21, and The Middle by Zedd, Mary Morris and Gray. I'm not gonna call out all the nominees. That shit is pointless, right? So the winner for record of the year was Childish Gambino with This Is America, which I totally agree with. I think he probably should have won best music video or choreography or something like that, because that shit was, it was epic, man, and it was timeless, you know, my opinion. Album of the year, which is usually the biggest, you know, the biggest award that they, you know, give out. That's usually like the last one. It was Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. Never heard of her before in my life. Never even seen the chick. You know, but she beat Cardi B. She beat Cardi B's album Invasion of Privacy. It beat Scorpion by Drake as well. Dirty Computer by Janelle Monáe was also nominated, but I've yet to actually listen to that either. So, and she actually performed. I need to go back. I want to watch her performance as well. I didn't get the chance to check out Miss Janelle Monáe's performance, so I'm gonna check out. I saw an outfit she had on, man. Did y'all see that shit? I'm like, wow, that shit was different, Janelle. I don't know what the hell she was going for. She came dressed like an envelope or some shit, man. Like a manila folder or some shit, man. I didn't really get it. But I don't know. You came dressed like a floppy disk, my nigga. Or like, I don't know, bro, what she was on. But it was different, man. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I don't really know what to call that shit. Y'all make sure y'all go check it out. Go look for Janelle Monáe's images from the 2019 Grammys, man. Red carpet, I think. Song of the year. It was also with the This Is America by that boy Donald Glover. Look with Garrison, Jeff Morris, and, you know, Childish Gambino. They were all the songwriters. And they were on songwriting of the year. Best new artist The girl, her was nominated. I thought that was big, but the winner was Dua Lipa. Never heard of him. Might need to check him out, I guess. Best Pop Solo Performance winner was Joanne. Was Joanne, Where Do You Think You're Going by Lady Gaga. Okay. I don't think it was really much, well, any many, you know, people were going up, you know what I mean? But I guess, you know, Pop Bigger Than It All, right? The Best Pop Duo winner was Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. If y'all don't know who Bradley Cooper is, I'm sure he's an Oscar winning actor, or at least nominated. But I think he actually won an Oscar for a movie he did a couple of years ago. Not really sure. Somebody let me out. Maybe we'll check that out in a sec. Best Pop Vocal Album. Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album, My Way by Willie Nelson. I don't know how. Best Pop Vocal Album, Sweetener by Ariana Grande. She won a Grammy. I don't even think she was there. I think that she released a video of her kids giving her one, man. I think that was pretty cool. I mean, pretty neat thing she did. Best Dance in Recording. Electricity by Silk City, Dua Lipa, and featuring Diplo and Mark Russ. Okay, well, there you go. You know what I mean? Best Dance, Electronic Album, Woman Worldwide by Justice, whatever. Contemporary Instrumental Music, Steve Gadd Band. Best Rock Performance, When Bad Does Good by Chris Cornell. Best Metal Performance, Electric Messiah by High on Fire. High on Fire. That's fire. No, it ain't. Weirdo ass shit, man. Best Rock Song, Mass Seduction by Jack Antonoff and Andy Clark. Best Rock Album Winner, From the Fires by Greta Van Fleet. Best Alternative Music Album, Colors by Beck. Best R&B Performance, Best Part by Her, featuring Daniel Caesar. It's mighty funny that the Best R&B Performance wasn't none of the guys that was in the running for King of R&B was even nominated. I think that shit is pretty crazy that none of them was even nominated for the King of R&B. Best R&B Song winner, Booed Up. Girl, Ella May. Congratulations, Ella May, winning the Grammy for that. Real big song. Shit came on the radio every 10 minutes. Best Urban Contemporary Album, Everything Is Love by the Carters. Shout out to JDM. Best R&B Album winner, Her. She won. Oh, okay, cool. She won Best R&B Album. Best Rap Performance, King's Dead by J-Rock, Kendrick Lamar, Future, and James Blake, man. It was actually a tie also with that song Bubbling by Anderson .Paak. So salute to all them guys. Congratulations on 8 Grammy win for that. Best Rap / Song Performance, This Is America by Childish Gambino. He got 3 so far. Best Rap Song, of course, Drake won that for God's Plan. Drake got a lot of songwriters on his music, man, to be a rapper. But hey, it's whatever, right? Best Rap Album, Invasion of Privacy by that girl, Cardi B. Country Solo Performance, Butterflies by Kacey Musgraves. Well, she won too, so that's what's up. Best Country Duo, Tequila by Dan and Shay. Don't know who the hell that is. Best Country Song, Space Cowboy by Luke Laird, Shane McNeely, and Kacey Musgraves. Best Country Album, Golden Hour by Kacey Musgraves. Damn, she took home a lot of awards last night then. Congratulations, Kacey. Best New Age Album, Opium Moon. And Improvise. I ain't even going through all this. But anyway, y'all can always check out the winners and all for yourself. You can go to www.npr.org and see all the winners for the Grammy Awards. 2 nights ago. But like I said, you know, overall, I guess it was all right, you know, show for what it was. War shows never, not, you know, really my thing, not really into that shit. boring as hell. And like I said, I think all that shit is fixed anyway. You know, they kind of have decided who they want to win and shit. So, only one I guess I could really probably respect is probably Billboard, because that shit's strict about numbers anyway. You know what I mean? Whatever, how much you sold is, you know what I mean? It kind of plays a factor in, you know, what you're doing. Caller, I see you, caller. We'll get to that in a minute. Gotta do this, right? What's up? So look, right? What's the deal? This current resurgence. Oh, salute to that brother, Dr. Umar Johnson, man. From what I'm, you know, understanding, I saw some clips. I think I'm gonna saw the clips of a video. I didn't actually check it out. He supposedly, after, you know, years of grinding and I guess you could say campaigning and, you know, trying to get moves together, he finally was able to get a location for the FDMG Academy for the school that he been trying to build. And he finally, and you know, and that's the thing, man. You know, we all, a lot of big people been, you know, saying things about, you know, the brother, whatever, you know, about him, you know, doing this and that as far as, you know, actually, you know, doing the school that he's scamming the money. Now he has a location. You know what I mean? And we complain about doing stuff in our own neighborhoods and, you know, teaching our own students. And, you know, we complain about how broken the school system is. Well, hey, here's a brother that's been campaigning to build a school and he has a location. Well, hey, man, let's root him on. You know what I mean? Why not go ahead and, you know, y'all get behind him now and let's see, you know what I mean, how we can make this thing since it's there now, right? You know what I mean? If it's there for real, he got the keys. So what's the next step, y'all? You know, come on now. This is an opportunity. Everybody else got one. LeBron got a school. You know what I mean? But no school is like what this gentleman is doing. You know what I mean? It's strictly African-based, strictly Pan-African curriculum. And I think that would kind of be good, man, for our black kids, you know what I mean, to really learn their history beyond what the history books, because it's all modern U.S. history, you know, and talking about these Eurocentric, you know what I mean, crusaders and explorers and damn pirates and shit, because that's all the fuck they were. Any one of them you name, you can go back and call them out from all the way to the beginning. That's all they were, these, you know what I mean, wig-wearing homosexual pirates, disease-carried ass motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Excuse my language, but I can't. It don't change the dynamic of what I'm saying because it's facts. You know what I mean? That's exactly what they was. But I think it's a good move that the brothers was actually able to, I mean, secure a location. So I'm all in. I'm, you know, planning to reach out to him in the next couple of days myself and see how can I be of service. And, well, I'm trying to think, where the hell did they say the school was at? In somewhere like Oregon or South Dakota, some fucking state that ain't no black kids at anyway, right? So so that's the only thing, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, like, we could at least try to do this shit in a inner city. Because I'm trying to see what we're talking about now. Like, what black kids we trying to send to the school? I think that's going to be a problem. You know what I mean? You know, it being somewhere that's a predominantly white state or city that it's in. So, I don't know. You know what I mean? Especially, like, off the top, man. Like, I don't see it. And I think, you know what I mean, from what I think the brother was saying, he was trying to have it like a dormitory or something like that to where they were actually staying there. I don't know how that's going to be able to fly as far as, you know, because I know me, you know, so I would love for my boys, You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Even my daughters or whatever. I think he's doing it for boys first, though, if I'm not mistaken. And then he plans to open up another location for girls. You know what I mean? Like that. So, I would love to send my kids there, man. But I don't think I can do that. You know what I'm saying? Especially like off top, man. You know, just send them, you know, to another state. Like, I think the shit is in some shit like a South Dakota or Oregon or something. Let me see if I can pull this location up for real quick. Because I really want to, and if I can get it, I can, you know, of course, let y'all know where I'm finding it, and then y'all can, you know, go and check it out for yourself. Yeah, because I think, you know, he had a little video of it. I don't know if I can, if I'd be able to, not really sure if I'd be able to pull it up this way. Not really sure if I'd be able to do it that way. Okay. Yeah, it don't look like we're gonna be able to, but we're gonna be able to turn it up that way. Anyway, so, but it's cool though. Not really a big deal. But I was trying to, I wanted to see if I can get it to where everybody would have been able to see if I could have just shared the screen, but. I need to learn it. That's something I'm working on. That's something I'm working on. Okay, let's see. It says Dr. Umar Johnson's FDMG campus. First look. Looking at the school, y'all. So y'all can actually go to YouTube and view the school. Looks like a pretty decent property. Like a pretty clean property. Looks like a real nice property. Of course, it needs got some, you know, landscaping and maintenance work. Of course, it needs to be done, but pretty good campus. What did it say? Where it's located at? Let's see if he says it at the beginning, because I'm not gonna just sit here and.
Doing right here, this building that you're looking at right now, this building, this is the yard, this is going to be the yard, okay, this might be our garden, you know, we got to get that agricultural science in, but I think we're going to buy another piece of land to do the agriculture. I think we may leave this as a playground for the youth, what you're seeing right here, this may stay the playground for the youth. This building right now, that's a small gymnasium, the building that you're looking at, small gymnasium, okay, that's the entrance, we got some graffiti we're going to have to take care of, but this is a small gym, we're going to turn this into a community center, all right, Patrice Lumumba, Robert Sobukwe Community Center, where we want to do parties, meet and greets, you know, think tanks, town hall meetings. Obviously, we got to do some cleaning up. I'm going to have to come in and do some cleaning up right here. Over here is the main school building. You're looking at the main school building right there.
It's a nice-sized campus, family.
This is the main school building. All right? Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy. All right? This is the main school building. Okay, very large. This is the gym. We have a very large gym. We can do all of our conferences, workshops, our Black Wall Street. Okay, very modern school in the inside. You want to see that when you look at the inside tour video. Okay, as you can see, we got some land back here. Okay, Okay, maybe we can put our Orisha shrines back here. Okay? Maybe we can put our Orisha shrines back here. You're looking at the main school building. This is the Frederick Douglass building. And look at this. We got a nice walkway. We got a nice walkway, brothers and sisters. We got a nice walkway. And this walkway goes all the way to the end. This walkway goes all the way to the end. This is beautiful. We can meditate back here. We can have a private cookout back here. Okay, you see the windows. We can meditate back here. We can have a private cookout back here.
Okay, I'm trying to look, man. I'm trying to find where Umar, where this place is located at.
Rapping to the brothers right there. You know what I mean? Okay. Just wanted to give y'all a little get better than that, brothers and sisters. E5Tunde signing out. We are here.
I think I heard him say it's in Wilmington, Virginia. That's what I think I heard him say. But it did it, man. But, you know, salute to Dr. Umar Johnson, man, for making it happen. You know what I mean? For finally making it happen, man. It was a long, dry, brother. Faced a lot of haters and all this and that. I just, you know, hope there's more positivity and everything come out of it because, you know, done the right way, he can produce so many great things. So many good things can come out of that, man. Straight up. Y'all want to know something? You have to understand what's going on in this world, man, with this blackface. It's blackface shit, man. You know, I want y'all to hear my brother, RZA Islam. You know, and he explains it so beautifully before I get my opinion on this bullshit.
I sound like a family brother, RZA Islam here. Even though I'm not even remotely interested in the beef going on between Pusha T and Drake, I guess right now men don't know how to handle beef and business behind closed doors, and that they're going to use this to promote their album or get more views or likes or promotions or sales or whatever. The shirt that Drake wore depicting Jim Crow and him being in blackface is what I'm here to address. Yes, you can make whatever justification. You can say he's Canadian. You can say the picture is very old, what have you, but whatever. None of that excuses the fact that between 1865 and 1877, we were so-called freed. We had Reconstruction. We were able to go back to school, learn things, acquire our own land in certain areas, what have you. And by 1877, you had something called the Jim Crow Laws, named after a white man by the name of Thomas D. Rice, who would perform in minstrel shows by dressing up in bummy-looking clothing and paint his face black and make fun of black men all the time and singing and dancing. and Wendy's all over the place. It was colors here and whites only there. So I want you guys to scroll left and introduce yourself to Jim Crow. Continue watching all the slides.
Come listen, all you gals and boys. I'm just from Tuckahoe. I'm going to sing a little song. My name's Jim Crow. Wheel about and turn about and do just so. Every time I wheel about, I jump Jim Crow. Mammy. Mammy. The sunshine beats, the sunshine sweats. But I know where the sunshine best. Mammy. Mammy.
Oh, don't get mad yet. You thought I was finished? Who had some good old boys by the name of Warner Brothers, another Jewish individual by the name of Walt Disney, and all of these companies that came together and figured out a way to make a profit once again off of black suffering, and they came up with an entire list of cartoons that were spawned during the Jim Crow era, and what did they do? Put all their cartoons in blackface and white gloves. Man, check this out. Restaurant and it says whites only, I would more than likely be killed, burned, hung, body dismembered, and all of the body parts that they dismembered or took apart, they would sell them as trinkets or party favors or what have you. This is what Jim Crow was. Well, even though that picture of Drake wearing the Jim Crow shirt and being in blackface came as a result of him having a beef between Pusha T and that whole nonsense going on, it still is a teaching moment for all of us to really understand what is really happening here. And Drake, regardless was back then, or what his mentality was, he's a part of the Jewish community, and that is exactly why he was able to get away with it, because they own the music and film industry. Everyone should know about blackface. Everyone should know about Mammy singing Al Jolson. Everyone should know about Zip Coon. Everyone should know about the Coon Chicken Inn restaurant. Us, learn our history, start reading books, stop focusing on celebrities, and come together so that we can do something as a people.
How much more I gotta add to that, y'all? Let's be honest. Let's be, like, straight up about it. How much more do I need to add to that? Tell y'all, son, that blackface been away. This is the culture of theirs. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Y'all might not like it. Y'all might not like this shit at all. But guess what?
It's the same thing. Podcast.
Truth a hard pill to swallow, my nigga. Look, this. That shit ain't no different than y'all up there with your damn chains, your big chains on, dancing around, doing all these silly-ass, goofy-ass movements. They ain't no different than them crackers they entertained by y'all. You always been entertainment for them. Your problem is you keep trying to be included into this conversation. You run, it's an illusion of inclusion. Got y'all fucked up. Yeah, you dance the best. You always supposed to dance the best. Yeah, you run faster. You was always supposed to. That's the shit y'all don't get. Y'all don't understand what's going on, man. That blackface shit, that shit ain't nothing new. It ain't going to stop. Because they look at y'all like clowns. They dress up you like fool looking. Because you talk ignorant. You don't talk with no kind of pause vernacular. They don't get up and imitate Barack Obama. Who they get up and imitate? They imitate singers and dancers. They imitate the bombs and shit like that. They don't put on no blackface costumes or, you know what I mean, to emulate somebody, you know, a positive, well-spoken figure, a pillar of the community. No, they take the weak, not necessarily weak, but the most comical, loud entity in our communities. And that's the ones that they emulate when they put on their blackface costumes. That's the history. That's how it started. You know what I mean? The first movie here, Birth of a Nation. Couldn't no black motherfuckers be no actors, so that's how y'all was depicted. How you had to be depicted to be a black man. You put on makeup to look like him, right? So in the first films, when blacks could not be allowed to be in films in order to depict those slaves, because that was all the role, you wasn't here doing nothing else. Not here. You might have been what you was over in Africa. I saw a post earlier that said that, and I really like this phrase. It was like, they didn't kidnap slaves. Or they didn't steal slaves from Africa. They stole doctors, lawyers, teachers, nurses, policemen, soldiers. They stole fathers, daughters, husbands. They stole wives. They stole nurses. And made them slaves when we got here. And that's a fact. So the only depiction of you when the film industry was introduced, when TV's hitting, the films introduced the art of telling the stories, black people couldn't tell the stories. So in order to emulate your character, your slave servant role in this film, to sell this film, they put an actor who was allowed to do it, a white person, in a blackface to play you. So did it start out as racist? Possibly, depending on how you look at it, right? So if their only depiction of you was that of which they created, but the law of the land was you wasn't allowed to, you know, why we ain't screaming, it was disrespectful then. It had always been a thing. You know what I mean? Why we keep saying we relating to these monkeys and shit? Stop owning that shit. I think that's one of our fucking problems. We keep owning that shit. How the hell this blackface monkey, even if you shave a monkey's lips off, monkey's more closer than the white man than he is to you, black man. That's the shit y'all don't understand. So why the fuck we getting upset about that? That ain't us. That's them. But no offense to nobody. You know what I mean? But scientifically speaking, in an analytical standpoint about, you know, with evolution, isn't that kind of where the fuck we at? I saw War of the Planet Apes. Caesar had thin lips, my nigga. Right? Dang, man, that shit. So I gotta say hello, y'all. I'm gonna take a little break right quick. I gotta run to the lab. So, but in the meantime, we gonna get away from this shit. Nah, you know what? Better yet, man, I'm with my doll, Young Queasy, man. Eat it up, Queasy.
Bet you'd be dead way before sunset. You know, little Queasy Quizzle, yes. I'm that nigga. Yes. Big mama crack, keep cushion a switcher. Three time failing, but I still told a pistol. Yeah. $250 bill, hey, bill, got some milk. Paper chase a nigga, yeah, I'm on my grind. Fuck up bitches like we need money on my mind. The young nigga caked up, gained 100 bricks trying to get my weight up.
Hey, yeah. I swear to God, I've been rocking rap blowing since the infant. You hear me? You been hunching on girls since the kindergarten. Can you dig that? You feel me? For real, man, I'm hell.
Hey, hold on, y'all, nigga.
What's going on,
bro? Don't make get up out this motherfucker like this,
man.
Nigga, you finna give me some of this.
Oh, you want some
ass? I got a shotgun sawed off. One shot go off. Watch your brain hit the ass ball. You ass for it. Put you on your ass, home. And I don't want a man. No, but I do rock polo. From the hat to the skipper. Dipping on some chrome lip slippers. Feeling the lips of a stripper. She know I'm a whipper. That's cars and bankroll getter. Nigga, no car with a bankroll, nigga. Bitch, move quicker. 50 slicker. Most niggas know I jerk the trigger. But I don't chase no hoe or liquor. You a twisty nigga. Came out of an eat it for breakfast. Why Queezy Queen came out of a C-section. Born to rap it. That Jones 3 cover home. Gangsta ever since. Back in 83 original. My booty got a little too scoping. Only aim for your head and throat. But no joke for you. No hope. Your mama in the all black. And her dress is so. And that nigga by a rope. I'm a joyless grandson, and I got plenty of bodies on my handgun. Kill your man, hun, Queen, he number one. I'm like Ox when I kill for fun. My pot filled with a 31, that's residue. All the 22 bricks and flip the whole avenue. Y'all nigga paying 14 for a deuce. And you're not even getting the whole 62. Taxing fools, hey dude, I wax your boo. She do the do in her head with Young Queezy keep the bitches nauseous and get more ass than Tony. The flow is retarded. And Queezy's in a dictionary. When I whip out my dick, all the hoes get scary. Yeah, I don't wanna fuck your mom. Just suck on my dick and send a number.
I like the mouth, bitch.
Back at it, family. Okay, cool, right? Sorry, y'all. I had to go and get that drink in my cup. I got that drink in my cup, fam. Get with it. How the bullshit, man. I don't want to get y'all confused out there. I don't do none of that kind of stuff. None of them, whatever the shit's called. Promethazine, I don't take no lanes. Stand up niggas don't lane, man. Ah, yeah. But I do have some cognac, family. That is some cognac, man. A couple of ice cubes. You know what I mean? Got a little Anheuser sitting over here. Real chilled up, nice. I'll finish this on out. Because, see, y'all are scared of revolution, fam. Y'all are scared of true revolution, where they're going to take. Y'all too worried about this shit, man. Y'all too. And it's always the same shit with y'all, fam. I'm talking to my people right now. Excuse me, man. Pardon me, non-black listeners. But my family, you motherfuckers too scared of revolution, man. Y'all ever wonder why every other nationality of people can come over here and do better than y'all? Cause y'all full of shit, bro. And when you have no connection to anything that's you. Everything about you belong to somebody else, bro. Somebody else culture. Everything about us. And I say us because I'm not just talking about you. I'm talking to myself. Thing about us belongs to somebody else. from the Asian community, Arabic community, the Hispanic community, and of course, white America, the done daughter of us all. When it gonna be you? That's my question to y'all. I be wondering, like, when it gonna be you? Hey, I got this blackface. What else y'all gonna pull up? Man, everything about this shit disrespectful to y'all. And y'all are so fucking stupid to realize that shit. Boycott Gucci then wet. For what? I think the fact that y'all been out here glorifying, let me tell you something, T.I., and the rest of y'all motherfuckers, I appreciate Floyd Mayweather's honesty because he really playing his lane. The rest of that hypocritical shit y'all niggas doing, man, that's bullshit. They probably got on the Gucci suit when he said that shit. Then they go to the Grammys. Man, please, man. That's why I said, even that shit fake as fuck. You stop supporting Gucci to support somebody else. What Gucci ever done for the hood for you to feel like they disrespecting the hood now? They ain't never crystal lane. They ain't asked for y'all to come over there. Y'all start wearing that little bit of ass shit. They ain't asked y'all to put them little bit of ass clothes on. Y'all start wearing that fuck shit. Now they ask y'all to be over there. They do what the fuck they want to do with their shit. It's up to you to fuck with them, just like America, right? You motherfucker been comfortable being in bed with your enemies? Talking about y'all, man, y'all ain't crazy, man. That's why I respect Floyd. That's why I respect Floyd Mayweather. And let me tell y'all something, man. I like suits. I like wearing suits, right? That's my thing. And see, I don't give a fuck what brand it is. I can make anything look good. Fool. But I don't know, man. I guess I ain't never just been that frivolous, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know what I mean? I ain't never been that frivolous with money, I guess, you know what I mean? So, I get, you know what I mean? I don't look at it in that same regard, I guess, with them guys. Maybe they're looking at it from me. But you got to think about it, man. The shit y'all doing, y'all, the people y'all feel like Gucci is disrespecting, the masses don't wear that shit, bro. Not, you know what I mean? Not to the spirit of y'all do it. Man, the majority of these motherfuckers, the masses y'all see out there, they didn't wear knockoff shit. That fake shit. When he couldn't tell, you wouldn't know this shit real or not, because it ain't nothing you just normally see every day. So they can get away with some fake Gucci shit. Probably, I guess, you know, some shit, I guess. And probably got a monkey. A toy monkey or a keychain or some shit. That's supposed to be blackface. Man, look, everything you ever known, the Animaniacs, all your cartoons, man, that shit blackface, bro. Y'all been seeing that shit in cartoon. The Witch Doctor, that Buzz Bunny and them used to fuck with, that's a blackface, right? A depiction of your ass. Gene never gave a fuck. And y'all have woke now. Them crackers been laughing at y'all. Get money off you dumb motherfuckers for goddamn ages, centuries. Then y'all want to up and get mad now. No, keep that same fucking energy when this bitch blow up and you going down with them, niggas. I don't know other way to tell y'all you full of shit. So I named this resurgence of blackface for a reason, because it needs to come back. That's why I say I think the great man, the great president, 45, Donald J. Trump. Telling y'all, that's why I said this is the best president in U.S. history. Cause for this shit over with, everybody gonna know their fucking place. I said that shit, he gon' and the minute I bagged the minister 100% when he said this. Donald Trump is gonna slowly peel back the onion of civility. And look at you niggas, man. Look at y'all. Blackface the new Me Too now. Everybody done put on a blackface. Now look, oh, y'all trying to boycott. Look, I saw Nick Cannon post it up. Now, y'all remember it was already, you know, the comment Megan, what her name? One of the little white anchors that got fired. Is it Megan Fox? Is that an actress? Megan Kelly. Thank you, listener. Remember Megan Kelly got fired for, you know what I mean? Saying that she didn't see how blackface was racist. Wait a minute. Y'all think Megan Kelly behind this shit? She outing everybody? Megan Kelly, like, oh, hell nah, boy. All these motherfuckers at their party with me. And she dropped a dime on all the senators, like 2-3 senators. And talking about like back to back within days or probably fucking hours of each other. Information came out that they was into that blackface shit. Man, and Nick Cannon outed Jim, what's the late night TV host guys. Both of them, Jimmy Fallon and, what's the other nigga name? Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy Kimmel, both of them, you know what I mean? Done did blackface. But it was just cool and comical then. Oh, what? Y'all pick your battles, man. That's the shit I'm talking about. I mean, I remember seeing these motherfuckers Saturday Night Live do that shit all the time. Been doing that shit for years. Robert Downey Jr. did a whole movie as a black character, didn't he? It wasn't that really big of a deal then, so we're going to denounce Iron Man. We got to. And we're doing about the same logic y'all doing. I hear y'all go, y'all just be jumping out the window with this fuck shit. And don't nobody give a fuck about no blackface. Nigga, that shit ain't nothing different than them fucking y'all over on taxes, fucking you over on healthcare, fucking your whole life over with the education that they're teaching you. It ain't no different than them fucking y'all over on religion and all of that shit, man. So I don't see what the fuck the big deal is about the shit. Suck that shit up. You create your own lane, create your own world, raise your goddamn kids and teach them about who they are, their real history, before the United States. This young-ass, sorry-ass, piece-of-shit-ass country that just so happened to run the world.
Cage bird sings. Being alone, your mind roams and worry about everything. And free birds die quicker now. And birds of a feather flock together, but we can't figure out. I wish I could tear a red bone and kneel and pray. Cause these niggas ain't shit today. But get rich, you're just another free bird. Stuck on them three words. Looking for love, and she done only seen worse than the worst of the 16. Yeah, she a 16. Gotta watch her cause she only 16. Her mama got her ass too. Anyway, last dude had red sand, I passed curfew. She got a fake ID, now she sneaking in club. Living life on the rest, experimenting with drugs. Where's the love? The love gone. Then red, just another sad love song.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside.
Family on welfare, government housing nowhere near Bel Air. Grand around the corner, mama sent all the mail there. Three older brothers, so you know that they're shell. They work the same pair of whatever they wear. It ain't a big place, but they wanna stay there. It ain't much, any two fans in a red wheelchair. It ain't a safe place, but the place is still theirs. I guess they still there, blue like shit, yeah. Gotta be a heaven, cause we living in hell here. I know that I'm a sinner, but do God hear our prayers? We all got problems, we ain't giving a fair share. Started watching out, damn, how they do that there. Now the people like that boy do not care. But blue like if I can get a spot, I'd be high here. Man, and blue can only see the problem we
got.
Now you see me right here, trying to lead you to the light to sell. Cause even one look is not a glare, that means it doesn't quite compare. So yeah, I give you an idea from here. And man, I tell you life ain't fair. Now you don't wanna talk about my life in here. Cause man, we'll be going all night in here. And maybe you can see why I ain't right in here. Man, I've been trying to get it right this year. Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm feeling alright in here. Rough, I done found a way for me to wipe my tears. I get down on my knees and I recite my prayers. Lord knows death ain't one of my fears. They're trying to kill me, let's see if I care. Man, I done shared a story about red and blue. They both close to me, put them together and get raw.
Cause every night I close my eyes, I hope I see something inside.
I talk about love a lot, you know. Maybe that's what the world missing. I don't know.
But one thing I do know, family, is that we're going to have to get it together. We're going to have to keep it together. And we can't be nothing else. If you're going to do anything in life, family, you're going to have to be on the Vain Verde podcast with it. I am your host, Pimp Black, person in the make of progress. Fuck with your boy at Pimp_Black. We on YouTube, all that there. Y'all know what this is right here, that Dell Trap the series. Still out now, go support the brand. Fuck with your boy, salute the Offer Blessed Creation. Salute to my boy, Masterpiece B. Salute to Point Me to the Money Clothing. Salute to Chris Smith, Multimedia. Weebly.com. Salute to Pete Chef ATL. Salute to all of my family. Salute to all of y'all. Hey, look, man, show some love to the sponsors, all that stuff. Yes. Show love to the sponsor, man, for making all this possible, family. Y'all already know one thing about it, man. We gonna be where we gonna be. It's your boy, Pimp Black, man. I'll catch y'all next round.
BlogTalkRadio.com/TheVainVerde. Follow us on all social media platforms to stay in tune with all upcoming episodes. Facebook at The Vain Verde. Twitter at The Vain Verde. Instagram, The_Vain_Verde. Google Plus at The Vain Verde. Skype, Vain Verde. For all sponsorship inquiries and all show ideas inquiries, you can email us at TheVainVerde@gmail.com. Again, TheVainVerde@gmail.com. All love and support is greatly appreciated. GoFundMe.com/TheVainVerdePodcast or PayPal me at TheVainVerde. Peace of life, family. The Vain Verde Podcast.